Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is my mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey! It's your girl POC. It's another winning Wednesday here on Revive, man. How you guys feeling out there, man? I'm extremely excited to be back on the airwaves today because you already know I got so much to say, man. I missed Sunday's show because I was in the city of Atlanta, the beautiful city of Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta. Y'all just got the biggest win of all times, man. We're definitely going to jump on that. Y'all got a new mayor, Atlanta. How y'all feeling? If anybody from Atlanta listen to me right now, you already know your emergency contact number while we reviving your airwaves. It's 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. You are listening to Meet Your Girl POC live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that is timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can go directly to tune in. You can download the app or go to the website and just search Time for an Awakening, man. You know, already know I'm going to be reviving your airways each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And you can also catch me on Time for an Awakening on Sundays with that good old morning talk radio from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You already know I'm be back this Sunday. You already know I'm back this Sunday. For everybody who's been missing me on Sunday with that good morning talk radio, I'm back this Sunday with your boy Keith Taylor from the Left Side of Politics. So you already know we talking the actual factuals each and every time we get on the airway. So make sure you guys tune in. You can also follow Revive on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Once again, that is Revive_POC. You can check us out on that. Shout out to Tyler Evenia for putting that together with the social media. She be holding it down in the background. I want to thank you for that. Also, you already know I got your girl Harmony, the goddess, in the building already.
Love, peace and love to the planet. Live in peace, not pieces.
that's your saying. Yeah. I'm with it, man. When you see Harmony, you already know she's living in peace. Why you always say that, though? You got to explain to the people why you're saying it. Because you now wearing it. I see you got your hoodie made. You know what I'm saying? You went on some sneak stuff. You know what I'm saying? Came out with a hoodie. I'm like, oh, she got a hoodie now? All right. What's up? Why you keep saying that?
It's just a reminder. It's just a reminder to myself that I have to stay together in one piece. I am a whole. Like, sometimes life can, you know, put you in all different places and make you feel like you all discombobulated, all in your feelings. But like, we went to the grind fest this weekend, and you know, shout out to our coach Kendall Ficklin for saying principle over feelings. It's just a reminder to me that to stay in peace and be in harmony with myself first, so that way the love and the harmony, the peace, the loyalty, the everything that comes, the balance, it overflows to other people. So I just love to stay in peace, not pieces. And I like to remind other people so that way they can remind themselves that even though I'm going through a tough time right now, it is a time to just, you know, take a step outside of myself and be the observer of my situation, and just stay in peace. Whatever that means to you, just stay in peace. Find your peace, find your joy, find your love. Like, find that for yourself. Be in harmony. Be in balance.
I'm with you, man. You got to now get that health and wellness together so the people, you know what I'm saying, can definitely join up on that team. Definitely. I'm trying to get you out there. You got to do that. Definitely. So, yes, shout out to everyone who is living in peace, not pieces, man. You got to find balance in your life. Definitely got to find balance in your life. And like you said, Harmony, we did get the opportunity to go to Grindfest 2017 this year, man. We've met some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people, and we are actually having one of them on the show today, man. We having your girl Portia on the show today. Portia actually really stood out to me this weekend. She stood out to me a lot this weekend based on her energy was in the room. You know what I mean? Her energy was just in the room. Some things that she said, how she kept saying she's not a speaker, but when she spoke, you listen. You know what I'm saying? You felt it. So I definitely wanted to go ahead and introduce Portia a little bit to the show before she actually gets on, so people know who they about to be listening to tonight.
Yes, definitely. So that's that fierce and fearless of the G-Woman. So shout out to Portia and the Grindation and the Grindation family. So Portia Purcell, she's the founder and creator of Cultures and Candor. And she's a South Carolina native. And also she is, at an early age, she was introduced into fashion by her mother, who studied fashion and merchandiser. And she has a deep appreciation and love for not only fashion, but all things creative. So it's just a pleasure and just an honor just to bring her on Revive Radio. And we welcome her. Definitely looking forward to it.
No doubt, no doubt. And today's a jam-packed show. You already know it's a winning Wednesday. So we have a weekly thrill guest as well coming on tonight. I'm really excited to be speaking to this weekly thrill guest because when you see them, you feel them based on what they're wearing. You already know what they're talking about. You already know what they're thinking about. You already know how they're moving because they wear it. You know what I mean? And with their clothing line, their clothing brand, it is something extremely amazing. And it's something that I do, we do, me and my sister with Russell Brand, we always let our clothes speak for itself. And that's definitely what they're doing. So I want you to also go ahead and introduce our weekly thrill guest that's going to be coming on in the 9 o'clock hour. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. You do not want to miss this clothing brand that is just literally going to take over, man. A lot of people are out here saying they make clothes. A lot of people out here, you know, getting a heat press and thinking they're getting things done. But no, this brand right here, they're definitely doing something bigger than normal.
Yeah, so we have Elijah, who is 25 years old from New Jersey, and this clothing brand has been out for a year and a half, but it draws attention to the African's significant role by honoring them through their line of clothing. So it's just so welcome and so grateful to bring them on to Revive Radio.
Yes, I am very, very, very excited to be speaking with them today on Revive. Man, there's so much black excellence that is just going on right now. So much black excellence going on. And yes, like we did say earlier, we went to the Grindation Fest, this Saturday, and it was amazing. I'm just seeing so many black excellence, so much black excellence, so many black entrepreneurs, so many, you know, just people in a room who actually want it, you know what I mean, want something for themselves, want something out of their lives, and then they're willing to share their gift, you know what I mean. That's one thing that Kendall always says, is share your gift, and that's like something that has extremely stuck out to me. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who's listening and supporting Revive each and every day, because you already know we're alive each and every day, man. The support is picking up, and I really, really, truly love that. And I want to say thank you to everybody who's listening. Shout out to your girl Tab Money with Tab Money Habits. Make sure you guys tune in each and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. She comes on live on Revive. Also, man, make sure you guys go cop that Revive gear and that Russell Brand gear. You can check out that gear at cbelifestyles.com. Once again, that is cbelifestyles.com. Click that link and purchase some Russell Brand gear right now, man. Shop with yours, man. Shop with yours. Stay out the stores and shop with yours, as Tab Money would say, definitely. And also, everybody keep talking about 2018, man. What about 2017? You still got time. It's only December 6th. I want to know what you guys are doing to finish this year strong. Give me a call right now, 215-490-9832. What are you guys doing to finish this year strong? Everybody keep talking about 2018. 2018 going to be my year. 2018 going to be that year for me. 2018, I'm moving different. I'm switching it up. I'm changing my circles. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you said that same thing for 2017, but you're slept all year, you took a nap all year, you didn't make any sense all year, you did not choose greatness all year, but now it's December and you want to talk about what you're going to do for the next year. Why not talk about what you're going to do right now? Why not talk about, you know, the present, staying present? That's something something else that I took from Grindfest this year, is just staying present. So I want to know what you guys are doing to stay present right now, to even prepare you for what you have in store in your subconscious mind for 2018. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Give us a call, and you can hit us up on Revive_PLC on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Yo, Harmony, what you doing? How you staying present? How you staying present in 2017 so you can come up in 2018?
How I'm staying present is, honestly, just simply just taking a deep breath. So I'm just taking a deep breath, because sometimes we forget that we're even breathing. It's so funny to me. I go throughout the whole day and like everything can be chaotic, but I just forget to breathe. So me staying in the present moment is just taking that one deep breath,
two deep breaths, three deep breaths, whatever, just throughout the day, and realizing that I'm still breathing and realizing what's going on around me at that time and embracing that and then responding to that, because we all have some type of personal responsibility. I feel like that is a part of life. You have a personal responsibility. You don't dictate what somebody else responds or their actions, but your actions is what's important.
How about you, POC?
Man, I'm staying present, just understanding that I have 24 hours. I cannot worry about the next 24. I cannot worry about the next 48. I got to worry about the 24 that is right here in front of me and what I can accomplish within the next 24 hours. So that's truly, truly how I'm staying present. Yes, I have a tremendous plan rolled out for 2018, but I cannot get to 2018 if I don't do what I have to do to finish this year off. If I let anything slip in 2017, if I give up in 2017, you know what I mean? I take a quick nap in 2017. If I stop making sense in 2017, how can I make sense in 2018? If I say no naps in 2017, then I end up taking a nap because I feel like I got somewhere in 2017 and I'm just going to wait for 2018, then I'm going to be sleeping to the rest of the year. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like taking it 24 hours at a time is how I'm staying present, man. We got to stay present. And I want to know how you guys are staying present out there, man. I'm going to keep putting this number out there until you guys give me a call. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. I need to know what you guys are thinking out there. Yo, but I definitely have to give it up to your boy Colin Kaepernick, man. I got to give it up to your boy Colin Kaepernick and all the black excellence that is going on right now. And this, man, it's amazing to see the things that people are doing. But we got to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we'll be right back. And we're going to be talking about this black excellence. I want to talk about Atlanta. Atlanta just came up. And I want to talk about your boy Colin Kaepernick. He got an award from your girl Beyonce. I know that feel good. Like, I know that felt good. But we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. It's me, your girl POC.
Credit card, known to many as a mere modern convenience, though the truth is far more disturbing. This little piece of plastic and metals is a common commodity in the American household. You may have seen your mother buying groceries with one, or using it to treat herself to a brand new vacuum cleaner, and thought little of it. But looks can be deceiving, and this mother's little helper is quite the deceiver. You see, it may seem easy to pay for things with this card, but soon you will learn that there is a price for frivolous spending, and you will be led down a dark path, the path of debt.
Who's the biggest action hero on Entertainer? Jet Jackson, that's who.
What an entrance!
Because he's a TV secret spy and a regular high school guy. He's...
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
He's the dude who knows no fears when he's singing with Britney Spears. He's... That's the famous Jet Jackson to you.
You guys sizzle.
You hear what we're saying? Jet is now playing. Entertainer.
You two foxy mamas wanna boogie on down?
What's that name? Jet Jackson. That's who.
The famous Jet Jackson.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is my... You know what time it is? Open up your ears.
This call,
you know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl, POC. Hey! open up your mind. All I need. Yep, you know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC, and you're back with me on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that's timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can go directly to Tune In and download the app, or you can go to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. Hit Meet Your Girl, POC, live on your airways each and every Wednesday and Sunday here on Time for an Awakening, reviving your airways. But yes, I want to jump into this Black excellence, man. I keep talking about it because I'm really, really excited for this, man. I'm standing with Colin. I've been standing with Colin. I was kind of skeptical on that book deal. I'm still kind of skeptical on book deal. I ain't going to hold you. I just got to see what happened when the book dropped. But I definitely want to give him his props, man. Yesterday, Beyonce presented Colin Kaepernick with the Sports Illustrated Muhammad Ali Legacy Award Tuesday night. And Colin Kaepernick promised with or without the NFL, he will continue his work for the people, man. I want to go ahead and play his speech that he said last night. It was amazing. Some things that he said resonated with me really, really well. And also just to, you know, hear Beyonce give him his props too is dope. Because everyone always, you know, throw shade at Beyonce because she never speaks up. She never speak out. Speaks when it's time to speak, you know what I'm saying? So, but yesterday she definitely said some words that we all can resonate with, and we all was like, yo, that was B, that was the Queen B. So yes, I definitely want to go ahead and play this speech of Colin receiving his award. Muhammad Ali, shout out, man. That's a big award. Definitely a big award. And he's not even playing sports, like, you see what I'm saying? That's really big. But I'm about to go ahead and play this for you guys real quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud and humbled to present the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award to Colin Kaepernick.
I accept this award knowing that the legacy of Muhammad Ali is that of a champion of the people and one who was affectionately known as the people's champ. I accept this award not for myself, but on behalf of the people, because if it were not for my love for the people, I would not have protested. And if it was not for the support from the people, I would not be on this stage today. With or without the NFL's platform, I will continue to work for the people because my platform is the people.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud and humbled.
Your boy said his platform is for the people.
And up next, the young man whose feet...
Amazing feeling to know, you know what I mean? Like, and as much scrutiny that he gets and that he receives, he literally just said... everything he's doing is for the people. And when people think about this NFL protest that's going on, they don't even think about, you know, why it all started, why he initially took that knee. Well, first he was sitting on the bench, you know what I mean? Why he initially was like, you know what, I'm not standing up, I'm going to sit on the bench. And then someone told him, like, you know what, I'm not feeling this, maybe you should go take a knee. Then he went to go take a knee, and then boom, it just blew up. You know what I mean? So for him to say that, it was really huge. But he didn't just get one award this week. He got two awards this week. Colin Kaepernick also was honored at the ACLU of Southern California annual Bill of Rights dinner on Sunday in Beverly Hills. This is like amazing for him. Colin Kaepernick received the Easton Monroe Courageous Advocate Award, and the former San Francisco quarterback also received a standing ovation in Beverly Hills, you guys. I wonder who was in that crowd. I really wonder who was in that crowd. I wonder who he was speaking to when he won that award on Sunday. I think that's really big. Harmony, how you feeling about that? And I want to know how you guys feel about that, too. How y'all feel about Colin coming down and just, you know, taking all the awards at the end of the year? You talking about finishing 2017 strong. He not even thinking about 18 because 17 is still alive for him right now.
Look, he deserves that standing ovation because just anybody who is representing the people and genuinely for the people, we need people like that because a lot of people are out here for themselves. And I just give it up to Colin Kaepernick for staying strong and being brave and, you know, taking that stand because sometimes it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice, and it you definitely have to question yourself, what do you stand for? So, you know, I'm standing for Kaepernick. I'm standing for the people.
Definitely, and that's one thing he said. So when he accepted the award on Sunday, he said that we all have an obligation, no matter the risk, and regardless of the reward, to stand for our fellow men and women who are being oppressed with the understanding that human rights cannot be compromised. Colin Kaepernick said that as he's received his award. Do you know how like impactful that is in a room full of people that do not look like him? They probably like, who are you talking to? You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was extremely, extremely amazing. Shout out to Colin Kaepernick for finishing 2017 strong. Shout out to him for standing next to Beyonce, you know what I'm saying, getting that award. Because you don't really see Beyonce presenting awards. You see Beyonce getting awards. You know what I'm saying? And that was a surprise. He did not even know that Beyonce was going to be presenting him the award. So I thought that was super big. Like, yo, Beyonce just gave him an award. That's really, really big. So shout out to Colin Kaepernick, especially after that whole high that he was on from the GQ magazine. You know, he was on the cover of GQ doing this thing. So that's really, really dope, man. I really, really hope that everything works out for that young man and that he's young. You see what I'm saying? He's my age. He's your age. So I really hope that everything works out for him, and I hope everybody continues to support him. I want to know how you guys feel about Colin Kaepernick receiving both of these dope awards. Once again, 215-490-9832. That number is 215-490-9832. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Revive_POC. But let's jump into this mayor election down in Atlanta, man. Shout out to Keisha. It's like, nah, that's disrespectful. Shout out to Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. Shout out to Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms for getting that victory yesterday, man. She definitely, definitely beat all the odds. She had everybody on her side, from Ludacris to Mr. Hotspot, like that. Vote for Miss Keisha. Did y'all see that video? Yes. Mr. Hotspot, the T.I., she had everybody on her side yesterday, making sure that Atlanta held it down, man. Almost 92, well, actually, let me give you the exact amount of votes that went in. 92,169 votes was casted yesterday. That's in one city. That's just in Atlanta. You guys, I said 92,169 people voted yesterday just in Atlanta. Do you see the power of that vote? Do you see how many people that is? Keisha Lance Bottoms received 46,464 votes, and Mary Norwood, who's, you know, a sore loser because she already calling for a recount. No, I'm actually going to read that. I'm going to put that out there, because CNN reported that. I was like, yo, we got to talk about this. And then Mary Norwood received 45,705 votes. That is crazy. That is crazy. That is actually really crazy. But the numbers, honestly, if you think about it, is it different? You know what I mean? Like, is it something that we wasn't expecting? Was you expecting Keisha to win? Did you not think Keisha was going to win? You know what I mean? Who did you think was going to win? I want to know what you guys think. 215-490-9832. I want to know who you guys thought was going to win. You know what I mean? Now that we know who actually won, I want to know, did you guys actually think Keisha was going to win? We was just in Atlanta, so we was vibing with people, you know, who was from. The crazy part is nobody who lives in Atlanta is from Atlanta, though. I ain't even going to hold you. I met tons of people this weekend in Atlanta, and none of them really from Atlanta. Like, where's everyone who's from Atlanta? Where are the people who was born and raised in Atlanta? Please stand up. If you was really born in Atlanta, please stand up, because you got all these outsiders coming and taking over your city, man. Definitely. But yes, if you really thought that Keisha wasn't going to win, I want to hear from you why you think she wasn't going to win. That number, 215-490-9832. But I want to read a little bit of the report that CNN put out, because Mary Norwood is a hater already, so she's calling for a recount because she's a sore loser, you know what I mean? And she cannot believe that she just lost. She really, really thought she was going to win. If you listen to her, like, she had like a pre-acceptance speech that she was talking to her constituents late last night, and I was just listening to her like, yo, you mad or not? Like, you big mad or little mad, for real? But Mary Norwood is calling for a recount minutes into Wednesday, as Keisha Lance Bottoms celebrates her results. Norwood cited an unofficial count and remarks before her supporters and said that she's trailing for a recount from her opponent because of two counties. It was Fulton County and, they don't actually say the other county, it just says Fulton County. But a spokeswoman from Fulton County actually states that the recount is happening this Saturday. It's very tentative, and it's going to happen this Saturday. But also a spokeswoman coming from the Secretary of State said that CNN has yet. Oh, so it's Dunclap and the. I said Dunclap.
DeKalb. We got you, POC, over here. DeKalb County.
DeKalb County. You know what I'm saying? I was just there. I was just, yeah. But Fulton and
Fulton and DeKalb counties are the two counties that they're trying to do a recount for.
Yes, because Mary Noah Whitt feel like the votes didn't come in right, and she feel like the oppressed was oppressing her. What? Like, how are you going to be oppressed? But that's cool, too. So, I mean, everybody had a, they did. They had a fair trial. She definitely, she had 92,000 people out there voting for her, and they just ain't vote for her. You know what I mean? It'd be like that. But I want to know how you guys feel about this election in Atlanta. I definitely want to know how you guys feel about this election in Atlanta. And we do have a call on the line, so I definitely want to get to this caller that's on the line as well. Actually, that's our next guest, so I can't wait to talk to Portia, man. I'm really excited to be talking to Portia, but I do want to know how you guys feel about this election that just happened in Atlanta. That number is 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Atlanta, what it do? T.I., what it do, man? I'm talking to you. Y'all was making all that noise. I want to know how y'all feel. Now that you got your mayor, I want to know how you guys feel. And also, I want to know her plan of attack. Like, as you guys being a tax-paying citizen in that city, I want to know what you guys are going to do. And what is she going to do for, you know, the city of Atlanta? Is she going to give you guys schools? Is she going to better your police department, health care, anything like that? I want to know. I'm not in Atlanta, so I don't know what's actually going on. I just know what's going on in Philly. So I want to know what's going on in Atlanta right now. Did you guys think that Keisha's going to do for the city of Atlanta? Once again, that number, 215-490-9832. We are going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we'll be talking with your girl Portia, man. I'm really excited to be speaking with her. Straight out the G. It's all about the G. You know what time it is. It's Meet Your Girl POC.
I'm Anthony, and I'm here to talk to you about Rethink Breast Cancer's Your Man Reminder. It's an app that gives you regular reminders to check your breasts from a hot guy of your choice.
Hey there. How you doing?
Hey, baby.
It also shows you how to check yourself. Hello. With a little something we like to call TLC. The T stands for touch. Start by touching your breasts in any way that feels comfortable for you. Try to be familiar with them and the way that they feel. You know, you can do this anywhere, like on your bed, in the mirror, or even in the shower. Now, the L in TLC stands for look, and for this one, you're going to need to use your eyes. Be on the lookout for anything unusual, and if you want to, have a friend check you out. And finally, the C in TLC stands for check. If you notice anything out of the ordinary, even if you're not sure, check with your doctor. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Anthony. You see, TLC is a great way to help detect breast cancer early.
Download Rethink Breast Cancer's Your Man Reminder app today. Now available for free in the App Store.
I just like the sound.
People die every year in the U.S. due to drug abuse.
Roughly 1 in 11 suffers from addiction to a drug of abuse.
Parents who use illegal drugs and tobacco put 50% of the nation's children at increased risk of substance abuse and of physical or mental illness.
We can end this one step at a time.
Call your local drug care center for help on the road to recovery.
You are not alone. Together we can end drug abuse, starting with you.
Make sure to visit us at our website at drjhsdrugabuse.weebly.com.
Also, don't forget to check out our Instagram page located on our website. And remember, if you use, you lose.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is my mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey. It's your girl POC. Your girl POC, you already know I'm back live reviving your airways each and every winning Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So I need you guys to tune in and spread the word, spread the message right now. We are live on Revive. You can download the link in my bio, or you can go directly to tune in the website, or you can download the app and just search timeforanawakening.com/revive. And once again, you can go ahead and click that link in my bio at Revive_POC on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Make sure you guys go support. And you already know what I'm going to say. Subscribe to that beautiful Revive newsletter that comes out once a month. All you have to do is go to timeforanawakening.com/revive and go ahead and click that subscribe button. You're going to hit meet your girl POC, all the recaps, all the pre-recorded episodes, everything that we have going on here in Revive. You will be able to get a recap of. So make sure you guys go subscribe, and go ahead and sign your friend up, man. Go ahead and sign your friend up. They want some emails, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody emailing them anyway. So make sure you guys go ahead and get that one exclusive email from your girl POC here at Revive each and every month. At the beginning of the month, we will send that out. Shout out to Harmony the Goddess for putting that together. But we do have our first guest coming up on Revive tonight. I'm extremely excited to be speaking with her, man. Once again, her energy is filled. Like, you just feel her energy. I'm really excited to be talking with Portia. But yes, yo, Harmony, who we got coming on the Revive platform?
Yes, we have the fierce and fearless Portia Purcell. She is the founder and creator of Cultures and Condor, and she's a South Carolina native. Portia has always had a deep appreciation and love for not only fashion, but all things creative. Through fashion, visual film, and other creative outlets, she's going to change the way individuals see themselves, and she won't stop until it's finished. So we welcome you, Portia, to Revive Radio.
Hey, Portia, how you feeling?
Thank you so much. Hey, guys, how are y'all?
I'm good, man. I'm really excited to be speaking with you. I did not get a chance to speak with you, like, one-on-one when we were at Grindfest, but I knew, I was like, yo, Harmony, we got to reach out to her. Your energy was amazing this weekend. It really, truly was amazing. Like, your energy filled the room. Everything you were saying, you know, what you brought to the table, even your outfit, like, you killed it when you walked through, man. I was really, really, truly feeling it, for real.
Thank you. You know, I've got to put my little, you know, twist on things, you know.
Yes. I know we already introduced you, but no one can introduce you like you can introduce yourself. So I do want to let you give you an opportunity to go ahead and introduce you to the listening audience.
Okay. Well, hi, everybody. My name is Portia Purcell. I'm the founder of Cultures of Candor. And candor is the quality of being open and honest in expression. Ever since I was young, I've always felt like I wasn't able to fit into any crowd. Wherever I go out, I don't look like anybody else. And for a long time, you know, it really bothered me. And so I remember my mom back in the day, she used to tell me, you know, just think for yourself, you know, embrace who you are and just be you. And so with my love for fashion and my, the message that I'm trying to get across, you know, for individuals to embrace themselves, for a long time I pondered, like, Lord, you know, you gave me this gift, you gave me this passion, this drive. How am I going to reach people and, you know, get my message out there for them to embrace their individuality? So I decided to create this this company and this brand by fusing my passion and my gift. And my gift is expectation. So, you know, encouraging people, always putting a smile on people's face, giving them, you know, words of encouragement. And so I discovered that, you know, I can live my passion and my gift out, you know? So the goal was to, and still is to, inspire individuals to embrace their individuality and to love themselves and embrace themselves wholeheartedly through fashion and other creative outlets. I studied abroad in London, England, and I attended the American Intercontinental University here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I graduated back in 2011 with my bachelor's degree in fashion design and art. So that's just a little gist of who I am, what I do. Let's see, I'm goofy. I like to have fun. I just like making people smile. And so just using my passion and my gift that God has blessed me with to, you know, to touch people. When I always tell myself, when I leave this earth, I don't want to be remembered as someone who, you know, was dope in how they dressed or, you know, the ability to design and create. My goal in life, when I pass away, I want people to remember that I use my gift and my passion to inspire others to love themselves and to just embrace being them. But that's just a small synopsis of what it is that
I love it. I love it. Especially when you say, you know, sharing your gift. That's one thing that I took away from this weekend that we were at, when we were at the Grindfest, is sharing your gift. So I love that you said that. And dope, you was in London. You were in London for school, or you were in London to actually, you know, work on your craft?
Yes, I was in London for school. On my last semester in college, I decided to just, you know, fight the bullet and go. I was really nervous, but I felt like this was a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I was like, I'll never get this again. And so my coach in Grindation, speaking of Grindation, he always talks about facing those fears and just going after what it is you want and to always be ready. So at that time, I didn't know him at that time, but, you know, I faced my fears, talked to my parents, and they gave me the green light that, you know, they would fully support me. And I went, and I don't regret it. And I encourage anybody who hasn't had the chance to visit London to definitely go. It's definitely experience. I'm trying to go back as soon as I can, though.
Take me with you, man. I can fit in your suitcase.
We can all go together.
Yes, definitely. But also, while you were talking, you said here in Atlanta. So are you actually in Atlanta? You live in Atlanta?
Yes, I live in Atlanta. I'm from South Carolina, but I moved to Atlanta about 3 years ago, three and a half years ago. So, yeah, I'm currently living here. And it's the best decision I've made besides Grindation. Like, Grindation has literally changed my life. My coach, Kendall Ficklin, is amazing. I'm so blessed to have him and my G-Women in my life. And G-Women is a part of Grindation. It's just been, the last few years have been ups and downs, but the last 2 years of my life have been the best of my life. And when I talk about my company and getting to know yourself and embracing your individuality, I had to experience that for myself. It's not like I was always, you know, confident in who I was, and I didn't always embrace that. But it took a lot of time for me to be by myself, to rediscover myself, because I had lost myself for a while. And I had to redefine who I was as a person, who Portia was and what Portia wanted out of life, and just embrace herself. You know, through flaws, through mistakes, through anything, just embrace myself and to love myself. And, you know, that's why I encourage people to do that. I feel like, because we live in a world where I feel like it's not talked about a lot. It's always, you have to do this, you have to be this person or do this or do that in order to be accepted or to be valued. But my thing is, why should anyone else have that power to tell you who you need to be? I feel like, you know, I feel like if we start loving ourselves and seeing the greatness within ourselves and our value and how important we are to ourselves and love ourselves as such, it'll be easier to navigate through life and, you know, with that certain confidence that we all need to just embrace who we are. I mean, we're dope people. You know, why not love yourself? You know, if you don't love yourself at the utmost, you know, the utmost, who's going to love you? You know, if you don't embrace yourself, you know, who's going to do it for you? So I feel like, you know, it's just about getting to know yourself, seeing your value and seeing your worth and just owning it. And if you're weird, be weird. You know, be you. Don't apologize for that. Don't justify it, you know?
I'm I'm with you on that. And as you're speaking, I'm listening to you, right? And you're, and also by you being in fashion, and you said you have to love yourself, you have to embrace yourself. But one stigma or one bad narrative you always hear when it comes to fashion, you know, is that you have to be the prettiest girl in the room, you have to be the smallest girl in the room, you know, you have to be the loosest girl in the room, whatever it may be, or even a man, you know what I mean? You have to look a certain way for a man, you know, you, your chest has to look a certain way, your beard has to grow a certain way, you know? So how do you break it down for people who are inspiring to jump into fashion, to just tell them that they can just be themselves, you know, and start from that point?
I think, like, I've always watched runway shows, like, since I was 12 years old. And I've noticed that everyone is skinny, you know, everyone is small. But I think that's just the way the industry is. I don't think that's how you should be. And I think now people are starting to touch more on embracing curves in the industry and allowing, you know, different size models on the runway, like Christian Siriano. He's now introducing plus size women on his runway lines for his shows. But for me, I think when they tell you you have to be a certain weight or you have to have a certain look, or, you know, for men to be attracted to you or to stand out, I'm a tomboy at heart, okay? I am, like, I'm not the girly girl. So exactly. I feel like fashion, it's all about how you want to dress. I mean, no one should determine what size is acceptable in the fashion industry. And yeah, it's portrayed all the time. You see it in the magazines, you see it on TV, you see it on YouTube, you see it on Instagram. Everyone's small. And basically from that point, that's like the sample size. So sample size could be like a size 0, size 2, you know, but that's, in reality, it's made for all people. So for me, my advice is don't focus on what they're showing in the media. Don't focus on what they're showing on the runway. Just embrace you. I mean, size doesn't matter. How you dress doesn't matter. You don't have to dress sexy for men to think you're sexy or to feel like you're attractive. I feel like you should dress for yourself and not for other people. But that's just kind of my take on it.
I'm with you on that. Definitely with you on that. Especially when you say you don't have to dress for other people. That brings me to my next question. Because you know how some people want to impress others, so they have to go out, you know, get the flashiest chains or get the best Jordans, you know, get that $200 bubble coat or something of that nature. Like, do you feel as though that price, that fashion has a price? Do you think fashion has a price to it?
Not all the time, not necessarily. I think it's all about mixing and matching. I feel like if you can't afford it, don't do it. There's no sense in keeping up with the Joneses or keeping up with everybody else to fit in. Like, listen, I'm one for thrifting. I like to go to the mall and shop. I mean, it's all about your preference. I don't think you have to put a price on fashion. I know people who thrift, like, you know, there's nobody's business, and they have some of the dopest looks ever. I know people who mix high fashion and low-end fashion together, and they create a dope look. I think it's all about your preference, but no, I don't think you have to go and break the bank to look good. And it sounds kind of contradictory because I am a designer, but there's a lot of designers who are creating lines in collaborating with other stores like Target and H&M and Zara, you know, to make it more affordable, because at one time they weren't doing that. But now I think they're more conscious of people's spending and shopping habits, to where, like, you can't really go out and afford the high priced $3,000 bags or, you know, $10,000 dress, you know, couture dresses and things like that. But no, I don't. I think it's all about your preference. I think you should be able to be flexible and shop anywhere and just mix and match and make it work for you. But breaking the bank to look good, I don't think that's right. I don't think you should do that. No,
not at all. I shout out to you when you said, you know, you're with the thrifting. I'm definitely a thrifter, because I'm a shopper. Like, all in one, like, you know what I mean? You can really flip someone else's trash and turn it into, like, the next, you know, sense of style. People will never even know, you know, you got that from a thrift store. So it's definitely how you wear it. It's like the confidence that, you know, of how you wearing it. And, like, I look at your Instagram and I'm looking at all your pictures. Mind you, you set your Instagram up so dope. It's like a collage, you know, in one. So it's super dope. I want you to go ahead and shout your Instagram out while we're talking about it before I get to the question, though.
So it's at Cultures of Candor, and Cultures is abbreviated, so it's at CULTS of Candor, CANDOUR.
Yes, definitely make sure you guys go follow her right now. Go turn that blue button green. But I really truly love your collage of pictures that you do, because you break it down to where you show the entire outfit. You know, you're going to get the shoes, you're going to get the pants, you're going to get the jacket, or you're going to get the shirt. You're going to get the background, how the background is, you know, blending with the outfit. Like, I really studied your Instagram, so it was really, really dope to see that. And then even in the captions, you blend it to where how the outfit is the message that you're portraying for that moment or for that day or for that, you know, that scene of, as you're taking the pictures. Can you break that down of how you came up with that concept to, you know, actually put out your imagery when it comes to your art?
Yeah. So, I refer back to, Grindation and my coach Kendall. When I first met him, I knew what I wanted to do, but I had absolutely no direction, like, at all. It's like, I had this vision, but I don't know how I'm going to execute. And so we were sitting down and we were talking, and for a long time, I think he was kind of confused as to where I was trying to go as well. And so he was actually the one who helped me, you know, set it up as far as, like, you know, building that brand awareness. And he was just like, you know, just go for it, you know, be creative. And but it was a structure to it. So So the feel of my Instagram, just overall, I like things very clean, modern, and contemporary. I get a lot of my inspiration from industrial buildings, anything like that. So I love anything that's industrial. So I would describe myself as industrial chic. So mixing masculinity and femininity pieces together. That's just my overall look. But for my Instagram, I would just go out and just, and all the pictures I took to myself. So I would set my tripod up and I would just take my photos, and I would just spend hours taking like 300, 400, 500 photos and editing them. But it was just showing that I'm not afraid to just be myself. Like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not the typical girly girl. I like to mix girly and masculine pieces together. That's just me. I'm tomboy at heart, you know? I used to play football and kickball with my cousins back in the day when we were younger. But I'm still a girly girl, but I'm not, you know, I don't dress girly girl. But, and then I would just speak from the heart. Like I said, my overall gist and message for my company is to embrace individuality and be yourself. And Coaches of Kendra is way bigger than me in my ability to create. My thing is just to get people to see how important they are and just own it. So my Instagram was just to keep it clean, inspirational, modern.
How do you come up with the captions, though? Like, how do you come up with the different captions? Is it based on how you feel, or is it just based on, you know, what you're thinking before you take the pictures?
Yeah, my mood, the way I think. It could just be in the moment, or it can be something that I've, you know, had to deal with in the past, or just my thinking. So it would come from the heart, but it wouldn't be a specific reason. So either sometimes it could be, like, conversations that I've heard in the past, or my own experiences, or just me just encouraging others to, you know, to be themselves. So it's come from a lot of different places, a lot of different sources.
But trust me when I tell you, like, the captions relate to so much of what you're actually doing in the picture. Because you know how they say a picture speaks 1,000 words, you know, a picture says 1,000 words, and that's exactly what your picture is saying. And then you scroll down and you get, you know, a hell of a caption, and you're like, damn, that's what it really meant, you know what I'm saying? So you really give it, like, that you know, that suspense. It's definitely a suspense when I went to your page, and I definitely was looking at some of your photos. So I really, really, truly love your Instagram page. Some people get on here and don't understand that it's a business. Some people think of it still as social media, you know what I mean? But it truly is a
business. Right.
That's really how people find you nowadays. But I want to get back into the fashion, though, too. How do you feel about this new millennial fashion? You know, you have men dressing as women, because you know how, because even how you said, like, you were doing the masculinity and the feminine, you know, kind of idea when you get dressed in the morning. But, like, what about, like, how it, when it switched in gender roles? Like, how do you feel about, you know, when you see a man dressing like a woman or a woman dressing like a man when it comes to the fashion? Now, no, you know, not getting too deep into it, but just when it comes to fashion. Because, you know, you see, like, Young Thug in a wedding dress, you know, or you see, you know, men walking down the streets with jeans tighter than yours. You know, how do you feel about that in the fashion world?
I absolutely love people who are different. I'm not one to judge. I can't say be who you are and then judge someone for how they dress. You have to embrace being you. And I love people who are different. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for it, but I just love people who can take things and make it their own.
that's just what I believe in my heart. So I think this fashion is really dope, to be honest with you. Like, to me, it's just all about embracing yourself. You have to own who you are. No one can tell you what you can and can't do. As long as it's done in a positive light and you're bracing yourself in a positive manner and it's not hurting anybody or offending anyone, then I think you should just walk with and own it and be confident about it. You're dope either way. So that's my take on it.
I'm with you on that. And I do want to ask you this question too. Who are like your top three designers right now? Like, who are the designers that, you know, you get your muse from?
Well, I have designers that I look up to. Some you might not know, some you might have heard of. It's all about mixing technology and fashion in together. Ivan Van Harpen, she is all about 3D printing with her design. She's really hot right now. And I love Alexander McQueen. Like, I can't get away from him. Like, his designing, oh my God, is extraordinary. And now that I think Sarah Barton, I think that's her name, she's in now the creator in chief of his brand, you know, being that he passed away, you know, some years ago when I was in college. I was actually in class when it happened and found out and was devastated. And then Joseph Otazura. And also, I know you said three, but I have.
I'm with you. I'm listening. And I'm looking them up.
The organizer has ended this Uber conference. Goodbye.
Yep, man. And I don't know what just happened, but we definitely just lost Portia. We got to get her back on the call. I think she lost service. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break so we can get her back on the call. Actually, she's here. All right, boom. But we still going to go to a quick commercial break to make sure we got her locked and loaded. It's me, your girl, PLC. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. And we're going to go ahead and listen to your boy, E.T., just because we were speaking from the Grindation family. You know what time it is.
Change.
I think what people get confused is, you know, they're grinding with a goal. And I'm not saying you should have goals, but you should be grinding for grinding's sake. Mm. You know, you should grind because that's what you do. You're passionate about what you do. You know, and so you're waking up every day with this concept of, I have 24 hours and they're mine. This 24 hours belongs to me.
Right.
And whatever I do in this 24 hours will determine where I'll be tomorrow and the next day. And I think that's what people need to focus on. Like, get off of this. I want to make six figures. I want to drive this car. I want to live in this house. I think what people should be focusing on is, I have 24 hours. Like, Oprah only has 24.
Yeah.
Bill Gates only has 24. Like, Warren Buffett only has 24 hours. And in that 24-hour period, I can either break my life or make my life. Mm. And I think, and I'm not saying you shouldn't have goals. I just think that goals for people is too high on the priority list. And I think what should be on the priority list is going to bed so you can wake up the next day and you can grind it out. Mm. And I'm just a dude that believes you reap what you sow. So if you're grinding on Monday, grinding on Tuesday, grinding on Wednesday, if you're grinding 6-7 days a week for a span of 5 or 6 years, something's got to come out of that.
Sure.
But if you're only grinding, you know, on Monday you fired up, Wednesday you back to sleeping in, Thursday you got it. The funk of the world is on. Like, I've heard people say,
hump day.
What is hump? Every day is hump day. Like, what's Wednesday is hump day. Like, Monday hump day. Tuesday is hump day. Like, every day is hump day. And I think if we would spend more time on what's my goal, you know, and meaning what do I need to accomplish in this day to live this lifestyle, and you go after it, then I think more people will.
Girl, TLC, and we are back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that is timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can go directly to tune in. You can download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hear me, your girl PLC, reviving your airways each and every Wednesday and Sunday. Make sure you guys stay tuned. We were just on the call with your girl Portia Purcell, man. Make sure you guys stay tuned. We're going to get back into this interview. Yo, Portia, you still live on Revive? You still here with us?
I'm here, girl. I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. I'm not sure what happened there. But you were answering the question about your favorite designers. You was dropping some gems on us. Go ahead and continue to drop them gems on us.
Yes, I was saying, like, Alexander McQueen, Iris Van Harpen, and Yoji Yamamoto. Oh, my God, he is. When I say he is phenomenal, like, he is phenomenal. So he designs, I'm not sure if you guys ever heard of Y2. Have you heard of a brand called Y2? It's like the off-site of Adidas. No, but he designs for them. So those are some of the designers that I really look up to, because I feel like they're different. Jose Chaleon is as well. They're different. They don't really follow trends. They have their own style. Very contemporary, modern, edgy, mixing masculinity and femininity together. And I love Alexander McQueen. Like, he is just amazing. So those are some of the designers that I look up to.
Definitely shout out to your girl Cardi B. She got to perform on the stage this year, man. That was huge. I know that was super huge, performing at an Alexander McQueen, you know, fashion show. But I want to get back into it real quick too. So you named some really truly heavy hitters. Like, you named some really heavy hitters when it comes to the fashion game. But what about, like, these pop-up kind of fashion designers? Like, how do you feel about, you know, because everyone is just slapping a name with a screen print on it. Like, how do you feel about that? You know, everyone just popping up and saying they're a fashion designer, or they have a fashion brand, or, you know, a clothing design. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about that?
You live in Atlanta.
I'm not knocking.
Everybody got a clothing line.
No, listen, I'm not knocking anyone's hustle, anyone's style. But sometimes it is a little harder for designers, you know, who actually, you know, design and things like that. And I'm not going to knock anyone because I don't know anyone's past history. I don't know, you know, maybe they've had, you know, some experience. But, I mean, sometimes it is a little difficult. But I feel like you just got to keep going. You just got to keep pushing. I mean, fashion is a new thing. So, I mean, you got to do it. So, I mean, I'm not going to knock. I'm not knocking anyone's hustle. Like, do what you got to do, you know? Because I feel like it's opportunity for each and every one of us. So
I'm with you on that. You know? I don't want to knock anyone's hustle. So I'm definitely with you on that. But at the same time, we got to be out here telling these people the truth. That's why everybody think they're rappers, Portia. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody think they can rap. When you really like, yo, bruh, yo, sis, you know, it's just not for you. You know, it's really just not for you. And it's the same thing in the fashion world. Everyone is going to the mall, you know, getting those 3 for $20, slapping a screen print on it like, yo, I'm a fashion designer. I'm going to take over. But it does not work like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you say you've been putting in this work, you know, you travel, you went out and to get some experience, you did this, that, and the third, you put in your time, you put in that research, you put in the effort to be the designer that you are. And these kids are really just like, yo, I'm a fashion designer, a screen print t-shirt, you know, just like, no, take your time. That's all I'm saying, Portia. I ain't gonna knock nobody hustle. I'm gonna take one out of your, you know, out of your book right now, and I ain't gonna knock nobody hustle. But I also But I also want to know how you feel about the title, you know, like an urban designer. How do you feel when people put that urban, you know, slap that urban title on it before they actually say a designer, just saying, you know, Portia the designer, instead of saying Portia the urban designer? How do you feel about that title?
I mean, I feel like if your company pertains to the urban community, then, I mean, you're an urban designer. If you are into high fashion, you're a high fashion designer. You're contemporary. So there's different categories. It's not like, oh, that name is bad. You can say you're a designer, but if you want to label it as urban designer, then that's the audience that you touch, then that's the audience that you touch. I don't think that there's a negative condensation with being an urban designer. You know, I think that's just urban to me just talks about more like streetwear. A lot of people think urban like ghetto and stuff. It's not that at all. It's just streetwear, like you pertain to, you know. So I don't think there's anything bad with that. I mean, like I said, you label yourself how you label yourself. You know, not everybody's going to be a high-end designer. Not everybody's going to be a contemporary designer. If you pertain to the urban community or the, you know, then that's what it is. If you're an urban designer, then you're an urban designer, you know? So I just try to stay in my lane and and focus on what I'm trying to do. But, I mean, I think that I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't feel that there's anything wrong with that. There's different types of designers, and you have to own, you know, to which lane you partake to.
What kind of designer do you see yourself as?
I'm a contemporary high-end designer. Right. So I do, like, modern contemporary. But no, so, but that's, I mean, that's just how I see myself.
So how can people find more information about, you know, your designs? How can people purchase some of your clothing? How can people, you know, do you have a website yet that people can go look at your stuff?
Not yet. So I'm in the process of building my brand. So, but I am working on the project, which I have to keep disclosed. I haven't put it out there yet, but it's something near and dear to my heart that I'm working on, that I eventually am going to share with, you know, with, the world. And then eventually I'm going to get back into, you know, releasing my capsule collection, but I'm working on something right now, so I don't want to give it away. Awesome. But definitely follow me at Cultures of Candor. And if you guys want to reach me, you know, just DM me and we'll stay in contact.
Dope. So do you actually have pieces right now that people can purchase, or that's what you were saying, that you have things coming really soon?
Yeah. So I'll be eventually, yeah, I have it, but I have some pieces, but they're not for sale. I don't sell my sample pieces, but you know, I'm working on it. So one brick at a time.
I don't want you to reveal what you actually have going on, but could you like tell us some of the pieces that are coming out? Like, do you have jackets, scarves, hats? Like, can you tell us a little bit about that, or that's giving too much away?
Well, I'm not working on that right now, but that's in the works. But I'm working on something that pertains to the company as a whole, because Cultures of Candor isn't just about fashion. You know, it's using my creative outlets through fashion, art, and visual films and photography to spread my message. So it's not just, you know, just about fashion. You know, that's what I do, but that's not the overall gist of the company. But it's just, and I don't like to box myself in either.
Please don't box yourself in, man. That's the worst thing you could ever do, is box yourself in. Yes. And are you still in, like, a school for fashion now, or are you teaching yourself at this point as you're going along?
Nobody graduated with my bachelor's degree, so I'm done with school. I'm just working on building my business one day at a time. And it's a lot of work, though. Being a designer, it takes a lot of work. People think it's easy, and it's not easy at all. Like, it takes sometimes years to develop a good, you know, a solid fashion company and a brand. It's definitely a lot of work. But, I mean, anything that's worth having isn't going to come easy. You know, you got to work at it and lay it brick by brick until you see it coming to fruition, you know? Just trust God, pray about it, work, and keep going.
With you on that, Portia. And before I let you go today, I do want to get this question out too, because I really want to know your answer for that, because you seem like a really, really creative person. I want to know, what does creativity mean to you? Like, how would you define creativity?
Being free. It's your own form of expression. When people think of creating, they think, or being creative, people think it's like artistic. I think being creative is, you can be creative through the way you speak, the way you do, the way you flow. Creativity is an open range of different things. To me, it's just about being free to express yourself in whichever manner you choose to. So whether that be fashion, whether it be art, whether it be poetry, whether it be visual films or photography, etc., it's just all about being free with how you express yourself. And like I always say, if it's done in a positive manner, then that's good. And as long as you're staying true to yourself and you're not allowing other people to sway you into what they think you should be or how you should move or how you should create, then as long as you're being true to yourself, at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
I'm with you, Portia. I'm definitely with you. And before I let you go, I wanted you to definitely shout out that Instagram once again and tell them how they need to stay tuned, because you're about to be dropping something real soon. Go ahead and spread that message.
So you can follow me at Cultures of Candor, that's CULTS of Candor, and that's CANDOUR. And also I want to shout out my G Women and my Grindation family and Coach Kendall. And if you guys are interested about joining this phenomenal group to get your life in order, not just business, but with my coach focuses on your mind, your body, your balance, and your wealth.
Whoa. You can reach him at Grindation. That's Grindation. And check him out. And if you're ready for your life to change, join Grindation. And I thank you guys for having me.
No doubt. Yo, Portia, I cannot let you go. I cannot let you go. Somebody said we cannot let her go without asking her, did she vote yesterday? Because you're in Atlanta. Did you vote yesterday?
I didn't get a chance to. I work as well as working on my business. So I didn't get a chance to get out there.
All right, but if you was going to vote, do you mind, you know, disclosing who you was going to vote for?
Listen, I'm staying out of closed mind, closed lips.
Stay out of politics. All right, I'm with you, kid. Definitely. I appreciate you, Portia. Shout out to Keisha, though. But I definitely appreciate you, Portia, man. Keep doing your thing. And I will definitely be on that call tomorrow morning.
And I thank you guys, and you guys are doing an amazing job. And just keep at it, and just keep working, and keep inspiring people. And I appreciate you guys having me tonight.
No doubt. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Man, that wraps up another incredible interview here on Revive with your girl, Portia Parcell. Man, she is a very, very dope designer. Just check out her Instagram in general. That's all you got to do is just check out the IG to know that her mind is, you know, it's impactful. Like, it really is. I'm going to keep sizing it. I'm going to keep hyping it up because I really, really see that she has something coming really, really strong, really, really fast, really, really soon. So make sure you guys stay tuned. And I'm going to go ahead and spell that out for you guys. It's CULTSOFCANDOUR. Make sure you guys go follow her right now. Turn that blue button green. And you already know you can follow us on Revive at Revive_POC on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We got our next guest coming up too. Yo, Harmony, how you feel about Portia? How you feel about that Portia interview?
I absolutely love Portia. Because I'm in fashion myself, so just being in the fashion world and just expressing your individuality, but still just making a statement is just everything. And so I love her movement. I love what she stands for. And I'm just so happy that she came on Revive and just blessed the airways. And definitely so happy that she, you know, spoke about Grindation, because Grindation is just the next movement of bettering and taking your life to the next level. So shout out to them as well. So I'm just happy about that.
Definitely, I'm happy about that too. We are going to go to a quick commercial break here on Revive, because we got to bring in our next guest. But before that guest comes in, you already know what I'm going to say, man. I need to hear from you guys. I want to know how you guys feeling out there in Atlanta. Y'all just got a new mayor named Keisha, man. 215-490-9832. Once again, that's 215-490-9832. And I also want to know how you guys are feeling about this Black excellence going on with Colin Kaepernick, man. Colin Kaepernick has been the talk of the year. We have not stopped talking about Colin Kaepernick since January 2017. It is December 2017, and we're still talking about this one man who made a movement. It takes one right move to start the movement, and that's exactly what he did. He moved in silence, and he's like, when they say show me, don't tell me, that's exactly what he did. He is showing you guys what it means to keep them 10 toes down. Keep them 10 toes down, man. Definitely don't stay out of politics. Get into the politics, man. You never know what's happening unless you actually do your research. Yes, you. Ooh, man, I get so upset when I hear people be like, I'm sorry. It was like a feeling and emotion. Because I get so upset when people are like, yeah, that's just not for me. But it's like, yo, it's so much going on that you just don't know. All you got to do is go Google it. Just as well as you're scrolling down your timeline, you know how many information, like, the left side of politics. You can follow the left side of politics. They can just be sitting on your timeline, just like, you know, the Shade Room and, you know, Revive Underscore POC, you know, Harmony the Goddess. You know what I mean? On your timeline, you can see all of that on your timeline. But at the same time, you can also see something like, you know, Black Media Web. You can also see something like a Tab Money, you know, informing the people. I'm just saying, go ahead and engage on your timeline.
But that's why we have Revive Radio going live every Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday to revive the people. Because not everybody's not interested in politics. Always talking about that. That's what everybody's talking about. And yes, we should, you know, understand what's going on in the world. But that doesn't resonate with me. And that's cool. So I'm going to follow Revive, and I'm going to follow Tab Money, and I'm going to follow the left side politics.
I'm with you, man. All right, man. Shout out to the left side of politics. They're going to be on Revive this Sunday, reviving the airwaves with Meet Your Girl POC. We better go to a quick commercial break before our next guest gets on the line. You know what time it is.
Mm-hmm. Teams. But when they cut the funding for physical education, I didn't get the chance to play. And my dream struck out. I still get to throw heat for a living, but it's just a little different now.
Only 10% of us get enough daily exercise.
And that number is dropping.
Nearly 30% of us are overweight or obese.
As a result, we now have a shorter life expectancy than our parents.
But give us the right start in sports, and we'll never stop.
Learn how at activeforlife.ca.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can motivate your audience.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can teach your children.
I can boost your bottom line.
I can add value to your workplace.
I could be a loyal and productive employee.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
If you don't recognize my talents and ability.
If you don't hire me.
If you don't have an open mind and a workplace that's open to everyone.
If you don't realize that America works best when everybody works.
What can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
You can remember that it worked.
It's what people can do.
It's what people can do that matters.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Man, it is hot today. Whoa, it's hot out here, man. It is hot today.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC. Your girl POC. You already know we are back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. I need you guys out there to spread the word, spread the message right now that we are live. You can go to tune in, you can download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hit meet your girl POC, reviving your airwaves each and every Wednesday and each and every Sunday. This Sunday is going to be a jam-packed show, so you know you do not want to miss this Sunday. I haven't been on a Sunday in probably like two Nah, it's been a month. It's definitely been a month. I was about to say 2 weeks, but it's definitely been a month, man. I have not been on a Sunday show in like a month. So I need you guys to tune in this Sunday. We're going to have your boy Keith Taylor from the Left Side of Politics tuning in as well. And we got somebody who has been on Def Jam Poetry. Def Jam Poetry. You never know what she's going to be spitting out there today. So you already know you want to tune into that. You can also follow us on Revive_POC on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And don't forget your emergency contact number while we are reviving the airways is 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. And we're going to go ahead and jump into our next guest, man. Yo, Harmony, who we got coming up on the Revive platform?
Yes, we have Elijah, who is only 25 years old from New Jersey and just created this brand a year and a half ago. And she's have this clothing brand that draws attention to Africans' significant role by honoring them through their line of clothing. So welcome to Revive Platform, Elijah. Kemetic knowledge, let's talk about it.
Hey, hey, how are you?
How are you feeling, Elijah? How are you feeling out there?
I'm good. I'm actually, I'm sorry. Right now I'm in North Dakota, so I forgot that the East Coast time was 1 hour ahead, so I definitely apologize for being late.
Oh, no, you're fine. You actually right on time, Elijah. You good to go, man. I'm happy you are supporting us here on Revive. And I know we just went ahead and introduced you, but can't nobody introduce you like you can introduce yourself, Elijah. So I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself and also your brand.
Yeah, so my name is Elijah. I'm actually born and raised in New Jersey. That's why I seen the 215. I already know what it was hitting for.
Shout
out. Yes. So I started this brand, like I said, like you said before, a year and a half ago. It was actually an accident. I was sitting down at work one day, and I just drew the first Kemet design, and I shopped it around to my friends, and they liked it. So I just kind of rolled from there and been trying to make an impact ever since. So that's basically, you know, how I just got started, but, you know, just trying to keep growing and expanding and keep working. Hopefully I can be one of the top brands here soon.
Definitely, man. If you keep working like you are, you definitely are going to be. But you got to break down the name, though, Kemetic Knowledge. You got to break that down for us. Tell us a little bit about why you chose that name, you know, where that name came from, you know, why you feel like that name was the, you know, the right one for your brand.
Well, honestly, you know, every time as a kid growing up, I always thought that, you know, they try to make Egypt sound like it's not a part of Africa. And I just felt like getting back to its original name, you know, will be a big, you know, will play a big part on a kid's psyche going forward. You know, not calling it Egypt, calling it Kemet, you know, by, like I said, by its original name. So originally the website was supposed to be called Need More Knowledge. And I had a Kemet design. So I was like, they really don't go together. So let's make everything cohesive, and that's how Kemetic Knowledge was born. But the knowledge part of it is very important, because how many clothing brands do you hear have the word knowledge at the end of it? Mm-hmm. So that in itself made me feel like that would stand out and people would remember. And this is more so for the black kids out there, like, you know what I'm saying? They gotta know that this is their history. These people, your people built this. And everything has been a trickle-down effect from there, because if you look at all the ancient symbols, you know, who's reusing that today? So they need to know that this is not something that's not a part of their history.
I'm with you on that. And you said that, you know, this came from you one day, you at work. Now, you know, you at work, you working for somebody else, trying to make some money, making other people rich. Are you still at that job, or are you now a full-time entrepreneur?
I'm a full-time entrepreneur. But, you know, it's been a journey, it's a process. So this is what I do. I'm a stay-at-home dad. You gotta take some time away from, you gotta steal some time away from other people and do your thing.
So how is it being a full-time entrepreneur now? You know, you went from working a 9-to-5 to now being a full-time entrepreneur and a full-time dad. Shout out to you for doing that, right?
Thank you. And
you're working on your brand. Like, how is that? Like, how is that mindset? Like, how is that time well spent? Like, how do you spend your time working on your brand now that you have time to yourself? Like, how does that help you?
It definitely helps, because when you don't have anything but to focus on your brand and what you choose to do, you can expand and do different things. Like, you might come up with a design that, because your brain is not being occupied by someone else's, you know, ideas. Like, hey, we need you to be here and be here. You know, instead of you going to those places, you know, like, you might kick back and, hey, look, this might be a good move. And, you know, it gives birth to different things for you. So I will say, you still have to organize your time. Like, you know, when you're working a 9-to-5, you know, everything is laid out for you. But now that you're on your own, nobody's forcing you to get up and do something, you know. So you got to make sure you're disciplined and grinding every day. And I'm not saying you have to grind all day every day, but you do need to set a certain amount of time of each day just to work on your craft, you know, because that's the only way you're going to get better. That's the only way you're going to take those next steps. So
I'm with you on that, working on your craft. And so would you say that you are a fashion designer, or would you say you're just the owner of a clothing brand?
I don't really know. You know, I kind of just sit back and if a design or an idea pops up, I do it. But I don't sit down, you know, just like, oh, I'm gonna design something. You know, it comes, and what I'll do is just kick the idea out to people, see how they respond. They're like, oh no, I don't really like that one. I'm like, all right, cool. Then I might go back and work on it. And then, you know, I'll get to a point where they're like, you know, that's really hot. I really like that. That's gonna do well. So just for me to say I'm a designer, I wouldn't say that, but I would more say that I'm a clothing apparel owner. That's a better fit for me anyway.
CEO, go ahead and claim it, man. You're a CEO.
Yeah, CEO, you're CEO.
Yes, indeed. And you have this one, like one particular design, I would say, that it has truly taken off. You know, that's one reason why we reached out to you, because we've seen this hoodie somewhere. It's like you have the god and then you have the dash, you have the goddess on the other, well, the this on the other side, which brings forth, you know, the god and the goddess together. How did you actually come up with that? I think that was extremely dope.
Oh, thank you. Well, what happened was, I want to say it was a picture on Instagram. This is like early stages. So it was a picture on Instagram. This black woman, I wish I had her Instagram name, and it was trending at the time. And I like the way, like, the, you know how you spell out a word, mm-hmm. and then you could break the word down underneath, you know, how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
So she did something crazy with it, and I was like, that's dope. So I took that concept, and I was trying to come up with a hoodie design. So I took that concept, and I was actually reading the Book of the Dead at the time, and I was on the computer typing, messing around with ideas. And that idea popped up, and I looked at my wife, and I was like, what do you think it is? And she was like, that's hot. She was like, that'll sell. And I was like, you think so? And then, you know, I put on the black hoodie first. It was just in white. And, you know, at first it really wasn't selling like that. I was like, man, I thought this was a really good idea. But then I added other colors, and people seem to love it. So just, you know, it's not too much going on. It just, like I said, it just popped up and I rolled with it.
I'm with it though. And you over here breaking people's hearts talking about it ain't gonna be sold anymore after December 15th. Why did you make that decision?
You know, people, I didn't want people to get too like, oh no, I'll buy it later. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I can get it whenever. It's always gonna be there. I was like, nah, you gotta, if you really want it, you gotta come get it. I mean, it'll make its comeback, but you know, you gotta be looking out for it now. You know, people get complacent.
How do you feel about that, though? You know, how do you feel when people get comfortable? Because, you know, let's just think about it. Like, when it comes to, like, a Ralph Lauren, people just look for that horse. You know, people know a Ralph Lauren or a polo shirt based on that horse. And, you know, that was kind of like your signature. People knew who you were. Well, no, I would definitely say the signature, in my opinion, and I'm definitely going to ask you this question, too. I would say the signature for you are your pyramids. What do you think your signature, you know, that signature logo that people always look for?
I would say that the pyramids, because, you know, I seen how, like, Ralph Lauren and these guys move. Like, at the end of the day, they basically can attach their name to anything and you know who it is. So I'm trying to, you know, get to that point where I can stick this logo and you're going to associate a certain quality, a certain feeling that you get. Like, okay, I know this is black owned. I know what kind of product I'm going to get. I know I'm going to get something that I can actually give, you know, some information I can give to my kids as well. You know, I just want people to really feel good when they see, you know, when they see the pyramids and they see Comedic Knowledge. I really have a idea of how I want this to go. I want to be bigger than Ralph Lauren, you know, and eventually, you know, venture into other aspects like technology, because there's so many black youth out there that just need an opportunity. You know, if I take some of the money that I earn from this, I start investing into them, you know, I could come back and be a billionaire, but I also help others along the way. So that's my long-term goal.
I'm with it. And I'm happy that you're even thinking about, you know, putting it back into the community, putting it back into the youth, you know, because some people need that. You know, some people just need somebody to talk to actually help them just to get started. So that's really, really dope that you're even thinking that far. You know, I mean, we need more people like you. So I'm looking at some more of your designs as well on your Instagram page, and you're using like the Rob Eye, using the Ankh symbol. You're using different, you know, symbols to express yourself when it comes to your clothing. Why do you choose to use the different symbols and, you know, use them as actual letters to explain what your clothing brand is trying to do?
Well, in all honesty, you know, as a kid, like, I grew up in a Christian home or whatever, so, you know, as a kid, you're taught that these things were evil. And like, when I grew older and I started to see, I'm like, maybe these things aren't so bad. But you start asking questions. But when you grow up in a Christian house, you're told not to, you know what I'm saying, you don't leave this Bible and that's it. This is the only book you need to know, whatever. But, you know, I was kind of curious, asked questions. So I felt like if I could put the designs in a way that it wasn't so repulsive to people who grew up like that, maybe it would help them ask questions. You know, like if I just seen on a shirt, I'm like, okay, it's there. Why is everybody wearing a shirt? It must not be that bad if everybody, you know, is wearing this. And then you'll get to a point then you're trying to figure out, what is a Kemet? What do you mean Kemet? And then you see the pyramids. Everyone knows the pyramids. So then you start putting, you know, more and more stuff together. And then you, next thing you know, you're getting into the history of it. And next thing you know, the blacker the planet is getting, the deeper you go. So the psychosis of that, like how we could impact the kids. Because let's be honest, when they go to school, they're not learning anything that about the people that look like them have done, even though it's most of the history is what they've done. So you're trying to get back to that while having fun and still looking fly. Like, I would love the kids to go, you know, eventually get to school. I'm like, yo, I got that new Comedic Knowledge on. Like, what you know about that? So.
Talk heavy, man. Keep talking and it's definitely going to happen. You got to manifest that. So I definitely believe it is going to happen based on the movement that you're putting out here. And when you, just looking at it, right, as we were talking about the goddess and the goddess hoodies, what would you actually define that? Like, how do you define a god and how do you define, you know, a goddess nowadays? I just want to get your opinion on it, you know, as you're putting it out there for other people to see the god and the goddess in them. I want you to actually define it yourself.
All right. So for me, everyone knows, well, let's put this out there. To know the higher you or the best version of you, you do know, have to know the lower self, like, because you got to be able to differentiate between the two. So to get to the God in you, you got to go through something. You got to go through battles or whatever that might be. I can't define it for the individual. I can only define it for myself. But once I get to that point where I feel like there's not a challenge and I'm the creator of my reality around me. So if I feel like it can't happen, then it won't happen. But the second I decide that something is going to happen, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make that manifest into this physical realm, then that's when you start to hit, if you look at the hat, like your God mode, like you are putting forth effort and an energy and an aura around you that's going to attract what you need. And if it's something positive, I feel like that's the God. And I mean, whether, honestly, you can attract something negative too. So that's also God too. And the same goes for Goddess. That's my interpretation of how to be in a God mode or how to be a goddess or goddess. Just put your best foot forward and change the reality that's around you.
Definitely. And so is that why you would say that you are tying the knowledge behind? Like, where do you see the knowledge coming in when it comes to your actual brand? Like, how do you tie, you know, the knowledge in for people to actually understand? Because, you know, when you deliver the package or, you know, you ship the package off, you're not actually right there, you know, telling them what it means. You know, you're not there to, you're allowing them to interpret it for themselves, of course. But how do you bring the knowledge to them when they actually receive one of your products?
That's actually something I'm working on now, to make sure that you actually get it, because someone might look at the top wear and a lot of dudes will look at it and say, oh, that's just Goddess, I'm not wearing that. But if you really pay attention, you have to Google, you have to understand what the bottom word means. Like, Peru, you know, these were different deities, but at the same time, ancient Kemet, they didn't worship deities. You know, and the only way that you're going to know that is if you go ahead and start looking into what that bottom word means. So I made sure that had to be there. Like, I could just, you know, people like to be called gods or goddesses, but without that bottom word, you're really missing what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you, if you really dive into this thing, you're going to get a world of information that just doesn't seem like it's ever going to stop. So you could use that same information and just, you know, change your life, because it was life changing for me. And now I'm learning about, like I was watching a video yesterday about quantum physics, you know, so you never know where a little bit of information is going to take you. So I would say, don't just look at it, but like really just dive into it and try to get an understanding of what I'm really trying to tell you on this hoodie.
I'm with you on that. I definitely got to cop some gear real soon, real fast. But, yo, by you talking about, like, the information, you know, like, processing information and things like that. So I seen something on your Instagram that kind of went over my head, because I'm not going to lie, didn't know too much about it. It was when you made a post about the Lion King. You made a Lion King post, and I really didn't understand that. But do you remember making that post?
Yeah, of course.
All right, can you break
okay,
that down for me?
Yeah, if you want me to explain to you, I can. It won't take me too long. I don't know how much time you got.
Just break it down, like how you, because you have four characters, and just in a, you know, very short, make it really short for me. I want to get back to that.
Okay, so
I definitely had to ask this question, because for my personal knowledge, I was like, yo, what does that mean?
Okay, so in ancient Kemet, let me pull this picture of lightning if I can really, really. All right, so everyone knows, I don't know if you grew up in church or not, but most people know the Cain and Abel story. You know, it seems like if you pay attention that the story is being told multiple times throughout, like in different movies, how the brothers are fighting over a power. But you have Asar and Aset, you know, in the picture I have Mufasa as Asar, which is the king, the ruler, and his wife being all set, and his brother, you know, which he really wants to take over power, you know, is jealous of his older brother, is as set, Now, as what's his name? What's the son's name? Simba.
Simba.
Simba, you know, as when he was born, he was, you know, he was going to take over the throne. Now, if you want to relate it back to ancient Kemet, now it's not the same exact story, but the underlying principle is there. You have the father, you have the son, and you have the mother, and you got the jealous brother who kills his brother, and then he tries to take the throne. And then you have Heru, which, you know, was represented by Simba, and he comes back to take back the kingdom, that reclaim the kingdom that was his father's, that, you know, after he died, his jealous uncle took over. But if you really dive into Kemet, that's the same story about, like, Osset, you know, finding the 13 pieces and, you know, impregnating herself. Like, it's a really neat story. And if you look at it, the Bible goes, it's telling you the same story with Cain and Abel.
Thank you for that gem right there. You definitely just educated me on that, man. Do you have a book? Do you have, like, a gem that you can go ahead and drop, like, where it's for we can, you know, do our own research to get a little bit more in depth with that? Because I definitely want to do a little more research on
that. Yeah, I got a few. My favorite, I actually haven't finished the book, but my favorite speaker that I've learned a lot about was Anthony Broder. I don't know if you've seen any of the Hidden Color films.
Yes.
By Tariq Nasheed, but if you've seen some, he's in there. I have a book by him. It's called The Nile Valley Contributions to Civilization, and he starts to break some of that stuff down. I actually have the Book of the Dead here. I have, what else do I have? I'm looking at some of the books I have now. I have a book called Stolen Legacy that links, that book dives into how the, you know, they give a lot of credit to, like, Aristotle and all those guys, but they don't tell you where they got their education from or how it was actually stolen, and how they took it back to Greece. But, you know, these guys weren't doing great things. You know, they just put their name on it, just like a lot of things that happen today. You know, somebody puts their name on it, all of a sudden they're the inventor, even though they knew nothing about it.
Definitely, like, Stolen Legacy is, like, honestly, truly one of the greatest books I have ever read.
You have read it?
Yes, it opened my eyes to so many different things. Because I actually took a class, an etymology class, and that's what one of the books that we had to read for that class, which was Stolen Legacy. So really, really, truly opened my eyes to some, you know, different things of how the European culture, well, they didn't have a culture. I don't even want to go ahead and label it. But Europeans actually came over, you know, and stole the culture pretty much. And now we're flipping it and saying for the culture. So I really, really, really love that you just dropped that book. And I hope people actually who are listening right now go Google that. Stolen Legacy. Make sure you guys go cop that book. Anything you need to do on Amazon right now, go educate yourself. Thank you for dropping that one. But I do want also to get back into the conversation about your clothing brand. I'm sorry I got off topic, but it was something that really resonated with me when I was looking through your profile on Instagram. But I do have a question for you, right? And I actually asked my last guest this because she's a fashion designer herself. I wanted to know, do you think that fashion has a price to it?
Yes and no, because, you know, I think the designer sets the price. I take that back. I'm going to say yes, because there's a lot of things that people don't see as far as the designer, how much effort they actually put into finding the materials. It's a lot of things that go into it. So when you buy something from someone, you're not just, you know, you might get a hoodie, but you don't see the time that they put into that. So if a person says, hey, look, I feel like my hoodie is valued at $70. I don't know how much time and effort they put into that, like, you know, contacting people or even, you know, the design itself, because, you know, I'm not a graphic designer, so I got to pay somebody to design I'll sketch it out and then, you know, pay that guy to digitize it for me, you know. So there's a lot of things that go on that people don't see. So I'm gonna say yes.
I'm with you, man. You gotta pray for this hard earned work. And so like you said, that you're not a, because I didn't even think about it like that. You know, a graphic designer, someone to help you put the design together. So like, how do you feel about when people say, well, this is something that I truly live by, making your network your net worth? How do you feel about that when you hear that? How do you feel about that? Because that's definitely what you're doing. And I never thought about that, you know, for someone who's not, you know, someone who can draw or something, you need help with that to get your vision actually on, you know, on paper or on the computer. So how do you feel about making your network your net worth?
Honestly, I think that's the most important thing. Because like I had a website, I have a new website up now, but before I had one that I put together, and shout out to Madhu Designs. He's amazing. He actually is the one who designed the logo. Like my wife, she did like a sketch. So I took like, you know, I went to her and said, baby, you know, did you want to be a part? You know, do you want to do this? And she said, yes. So she came up with a sketch. And then I took it to Madhu Designs. He's out in London. And he got back to me. He sketched it up. It was amazing. And he also did the website. But I talked to different people who are in different fields. Like I talked to a guy who's, named Kamari. He's actually in Philly too. And he's been like helping me like with different ideas as far as like finance and different projects. So I have other people that I can go to that are experts in their field. If I don't know a lot about it, I can talk to and just get their opinion, you know. And it's not always something, it doesn't always have to be something I pay for, because if they come to me and they say, hey, what is your opinion on this? I give it to them no charge because we're working together. So the more people that you can reach out to and just connect with, and like I said, it doesn't have to be monetary. You help each other out, you know, that's more valuable than someone just handing you $200 and say, hey, look, spend it how you need it, you know, because you might spend $190 and still be in the same position that you're in. Now you got 10 bucks left. So it's good to just have people that you can connect with and work with if that's the, you know, their expertise.
I'm with you on that, because some people really think that they can do it themselves. But honestly, truly, like they always say, it takes a village. It really, really does take a village. You know, no matter what you're trying to do, you are going to need some help. You are going to need some motivation. You are going to need some mentorship. You are going to need some guidance. You know what I mean? And I really, really, truly like the fact that, you know, you're humbled enough, or, you know, you're willing enough, I should say, to actually go out there and get the help and get the research and get, you know, the motivation that you need from outside sources that can actually help you come back and make your brand bigger, stronger than it was. You know what I mean? So some people don't really get into that, because they get into this entrepreneurship game, super air quotes, you know, and say, you know, they're going to be the next biggest thing, because they're going to be the next Cardi B, you know, but they don't put that time in. So how do you feel about when it comes to social media, though? Like, do you feel like social media has changed the game, because anybody can just pop up a t-shirt on, you know, on Instagram and say they're a fashion designer? Do you think that social media is, you know, watering it down a little bit? How do you feel?
It's a gift. I think it's more of a gift than it is a curse. Yeah, of course, anybody can get on there and create something and, you know, put their idea out like I did. You know, but it's also so many people who are going to do that. But those who aren't in it, you know, for the money will stay. And the people who are in it for the money, those guys will filter out. So, yeah, you might start the race with 200 people, but only maybe 3 or 4 of you guys will finish the race because, you know, your determination, because there's a lot of things that can go wrong. So if you're in it just for the money, you're going to burn out quick. So
quick.
But what'd you say?
No, I was saying quick.
Yeah, you like if I would have did this, if I didn't have a passion for it, like especially when when I first started, like I want to say it was like a whole month and nobody bought anything. And I thought about quitting, but I was like, you know what? You didn't do it for, you know, for the sales. You did it just because it was something that meant something to you. So I stuck with it. And then like maybe like a week later, I think I had like four or five people buy something in that week. And I was like, what would have happened if you would have quit at that moment, you know? So if you have something, I don't care what it is, make sure you do it because you love it. And now that you do have social media, you don't have to wait for somebody else to give you an opportunity. You can hop on YouTube and create your own opportunity. You know, these guys are getting paid for their YouTube views. You can go on Instagram and create your own account for free with just creating an email address, and you could do whatever. You could put out your brand, your business, your ideas free of charge. So I would say it's a gift, but you know, you have those guys in there for the money, but like, don't even worry about those guys. They'll filter out. So I do feel like it's a gift all the way around.
I'm with you on that, because the turtle always runs the race. You got to pace yourself. You know what I mean? It's a marathon. It's not a race. It's a marathon. So I definitely agree with you on that. And someone actually asked one of my favorite questions that I always ask on Twitter. They actually said, how would you describe the difference between education and knowledge? And that's literally like a question I ask everyone. So I thought that was really dope.
That's a really good question. Like how I feel about education is, you know, someone, you know, not a shot at anybody who has a degree, but anybody can go into school and memorize the formula or the history questions or answers to the test. That's easy. But once you get your degree, how many people can apply that information to change the situation that they're in? When you get to knowledge, you know, I can go on Google and I can learn how to do anything I want to know. You know, if I want to learn how to open a wine bottle without a cork, I can go on YouTube and I can apply that knowledge. You know, that's the difference. And it's free. You know, like, you don't have to pay $80,000 a year or whatever to apply this free knowledge. So I think that's the biggest difference between the two. Anybody can be educated, but how many people have knowledge, especially knowledge of self?
I'm with you on that one, Elijah. Definitely, man. You already know what time it is. You listen to me, your girl, POC. We are tuned in right now with Comedic Knowledge by your boy, Elijah, man. I was about to say straight out of Jersey, but you're not even straight out of Jersey no more, man. What you claiming nowadays? You all the way in Nebraska. What you claiming nowadays?
I'm still Jersey, you know what I mean? Like, I was born in Voorhees. My dad stayed in Siglerville, and my mom stayed in Willingboro. So I'm South Jersey. I'm not too far away from you guys.
All right, awesome.
Not too far.
That's what's up, man. And I appreciate you coming on Revive and supporting us today. But before I let you go, I definitely want you to give yourself a shout out, how people can find your website, how they can cop some gear, your social media, all that. Go ahead and plug yourself.
They say, you know, you can find me on Instagram. Well, that's my website, excuse me. You can find me on Instagram at Kemetic Knowledge, so Kemetic Knowledge, and the website is the same, so www.kemeticknowledge.com. And if you want to email contact@kemeticknowledge.com, I'm always looking for people to reach out to, people to build with. So if you got any ideas, you know, only serious inquiries. If you got any ideas, just shoot me an email or shoot me a DM, and we can chop it up.
Wish on that, man. Don't be playing in this man's DMs, man. He out here working. Don't be playing. Serious inquiries only. Once again, shout out to you, Elijah, for coming through with Comedic Knowledge, man. I already know you about to do big things. I already know you about to have a whole South Jersey in the Comedic Knowledge. You even about to have them out there in Nebraska, you know what I'm saying? Walk around with some unks on their forehead.
I'm going to get it anywhere I can get it, so don't even worry about it.
Yo, please tell us now, and I might sound ignorant as hell, but I don't care. Black people live in Nebraska?
Yes, you are. Well, I'm in North Dakota, but yes, you
are
here.
I'm sorry. Are they out there though? Like, they living or they in the cut?
Nah, they living. They living. They living.
Shout out to everybody.
I was surprised when I got here. So, but yeah, they living.
All right. Shout out to everybody in North Dakota. Shout out to everybody in North Dakota, man. Once again, I appreciate you coming on Revive, man. I really do appreciate you coming on Revive, and I'm definitely going to speak with you soon. Have a good one.
Thank you too.
No doubt. That was your boy Elijah from Comedic Knowledge, man. He just wrapped up a great interview here on Revive. He out there in North Dakota. I had to ask. Is there some black people out there in North Dakota? You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen nobody. They be like, yeah, I'm from North Dakota or Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? Either one. Both of them confusing. I don't know. I got to make it out there. Tab out there in Utah right now. I'm like, yo, Tab, any black people in Utah? She like, yo, you would never guess. She literally said the same thing that he said. So I really think that we need to get out there. We got to go experience, you know, them states that we don't think people that look like us is at.
There's black people everywhere, POC.
Duh, I know that, but I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? They just out here living. You know what I'm saying? We walk out here in Philly, it's like, boom! You know what I'm saying? We walk out in D.C., Chocolate City. Well, no. I was about to be all wrong. Sorry, D.C. is not chocolate any longer, but I'm just saying, like, you still see it, though. You still see that presence there, you know? You go to Maryland, you go to P.G. County, one of the richest, Maryland, P.G. County is actually one of the richest counties in America because of us black people. I'm just saying, I just wanted to put that out there too. I grew up in PG County, you know, we had grass that wasn't brown. I just wanted to let y'all know that too. Yeah, but anyway, before we wrap up, Harmony has some information she wanted to share, some really dope information that she wanted to share today, and I was like, yeah, I definitely want you to go ahead and tell the listening audience about that. I think this is really dope. Harmony, what you about to say?
Okay, so you just dropped the mic on me. You're like very famous at putting people on the spot, POC. but I did want to shout out to the hijab who, you know, Nike who has a line for the hijab.
I really put you on the spot, huh? You was like shout out to Nike for dropping a hijab line. It was just that simple. Shout out to Nike for dropping a hijab line, man. They really, really, really are coming up, man. Nike trying to get back because Adidas and Pumas is taking over right now. So Nike trying to get back. They just dropped a hijab. It costs about $30, though, right? $35, right?
And it's available in two sizes, an extra small and also a small, and then also medium and large. They only have two colors right now, which is black and obsidian, but they also coming out with white and gray in January. So that's coming in about $35. And, you know, shout out to them because, you know, all women, we need to be represented. And the fact that Muslim women is being represented, they're not the first brand to do it, but they're one of the major brands to do it. And then also Zahra Larry is the first professional hijabi figure skater. She modifies her outfits, replacing see-through fabrics and opaque cloth, and wears a matching headscarf. So shout out to her, because Ibtihaj Muhammad, who was the first U.S. Olympian to compete in a hijab, she also has a Barbie out. So just all women are being represented, and it feels amazing because I need to see this variety. Oh, you see that, Ron?
Oh, you funny as I don't know. You too funny. But yes, man, shout out to everybody showing love to all my Muslim brothers and sisters out there, man. It's extremely excited for you guys, you know, especially at the year y'all had. You know what I mean? It's really, really exciting to see that, you know, different brands are catering to the need of, you know, needs of people who are just different. You know what I mean? People don't always want to, you know, follow society's rules and follow society order. They want to actually do what makes them happy, do what they love. You know, they want to represent their God where they're out there, you know, working on their craft, working on their art. So shout out to Nike. I'm not a huge fan of Nike because Nike breaks pockets of people that look like me each and every day. You know, even with a $35 hijab, I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm excited that they're actually putting that information out for the people. You know what I mean? And definitely, I still want to know what you guys are thinking, man. We went ahead and put that question out on our Instagram as well, at @Revive_POC, when it comes to what's going on in Atlanta with your girl, Keisha. Keisha just won for you guys, man. I want to know, Mayor Keisha. Like, it just sound dope just be like, Keisha. It really, 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 really do sound dope. So I'm really excited that she won, Miss Keisha, Mayor Keisha Bottoms, man. Shout out to her. But I also want to shout out this black love that's going on. We shout out all black excellence all day. I cannot forget about this black love. Media Black Outlet USA dropped today a collage of black love that has been going for 18 years strong or more. So you got Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, married for 18 years. You got LL Cool J, who's married to his wife for 20 years. You got Ice Cube and his wife, who has been married for 23 years. You got Angela Bassett and her husband, who has been married for 18 years. And then you got drum roll, bop, 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 the one and only fine as hell, Denzel Washington, who has been married to his wife for 32 years. Like, talk about that black love. People think that black love does not exist any longer, man. Y'all tripping. Black love really exists. It's just us millennials. We tripping. Like, we don't know who we want to be. We don't even know who we want to be when we wake up and look at ourselves. We don't know what we want to do. So that's why we keep casting off this black love, because we got social media, you know. We can reach somebody in North Dakota or Nebraska through the DMs, you know what I'm saying? Versus them, they had to actually go out and find a husband and find a wife. We talking about 23 years. We talking about 18 years, 20 years, 32 years ago. These are people who were still, did they even have a beeper 32 years ago? Like, Denzel, was he beeping at shorty? Like, he was payphone shorty. You know what I'm saying? But it's different. He probably had to call and ask, can he speak to her? You know what I'm saying? He had to talk to her mom, talk to her dad, something. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big difference. So to see them still in a high profile relationship and making it happen, making that black love happen, is amazing. Extremely, extremely amazing. So shout out to all of them. Shout out to black love, because it still exists each and every day. Man, we went to Atlanta this weekend and we seen some black love. With your girl Jess Hilarious and Chris, man. They are, I swear to God, Jess is funny as I don't know what. She's that in real life. It's not a game. Her news is real in real life. She doesn't play, man. And when I tell you she really bids on Chris, she be fine him up. Yo, I be like, yo, Jess, you gotta chill. Like, you never know. You gotta chill. She be getting right at him.
Nobody's safe.
Nobody's safe. So definitely shout out to Jess Hilarious, man. She's going to be coming to Philly in January, so make sure you guys stay tuned to that. Also, I just want to make sure you guys know that we are live this Sunday on timeforanawakening.com/revive, starting at 11 a.m. for that Good Morning Talk Radio. Once again, that Good Morning Talk Radio, we're going to be live. Subscribe to that Revive newsletter. All you got to do is go to timeforanawakening.com/revive and just click that button that says subscribe. Is going to take you exactly where you need to be. I need you to sign up, like, you and three of your other friends. I need you to go ahead and sign them up right now. Also, you can go ahead and cop that Revive gear as well as that Russell Brand gear at cbelifestyles.com. Once again, that is cbelifestyles.com. You can also check out some pre-recorded episodes of Revive on that website. And you can also check out Tab Money Habits. She does a blog after the end of each and every time she comes on for her segment. She puts up a blog on cbelifestyles.com to recap her Tab Money Habits. So I need you guys to go to check that out. I definitely need you guys to go to check that out. And just know Revive will be dropping the website, man. We about to get a reviveradio.com. I still do not know what I want my domain name to be, but just know December 31st, we are dropping a website. I need you guys to help me, man. What you want to see the Revive website say? You want to see the Revive is alive, reviveradio.com. What y'all want? Y'all want a .org? Y'all want a .me? You know, it's a POC. Like, nah. But yes, man, make sure you guys stay tuned. Revive is alive each and every week. I thank you guys once again for supporting us each and every day, because you already know we are live. And I just want to leave you with this. Always remember that greatness is a choice. Run towards your fears. Make sense. Max out 24 hours. There is no naps at any given time throughout the day when you are grinding. And understand the difference between grinding and growth. And do not forget to take those deep breaths, as Harmony would say. Live in peace, not pieces. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. I'll be back on Sunday.